Hello and welcome to Daily Info's Oxcast. We are your weekly guide to what's going on in and around Oxford. And it's the 31st of July. Wave goodbye to July, Anais.
Bye, July. See you later. See you next year.
August, of course, is going to be a month of rain, judging by the weather at the moment. Never mind. I came into work in shorts today. There we go. Bitter optimism dashed.
I'm wearing tights. I'm wearing closed-foot hosiery.
Yeah.
For the first time in several weeks.
Yeah. I mean, British summer, but, you know, you can only expect so much out of it. But let's not be disappointed, because we've got a week of fantastic events for you to enjoy. What's the first one?
Well, tonight, Micron Theatre are coming to Oxford with their show Beyond the Veil. There are plenty of touring theatre companies in England and the UK, but Micron Theatre tour with a difference. For over 40 years now, they've been touring on a narrowboat, bringing shows to places which may be a bit more out of the way and audiences who might not get to see much theatre.
So they've literally been, you know, bringing the play with them from place to place.
They don't perform always on the boat. They perform in, like, allotments and church halls. In Oxford tonight, they're performing at the Sadler Building in the Oxford Science Park.
Right, okay.
But they tour on their boat with all their bits and pieces and come along the canal to see people along the waterways.
That's amazing. What's the show?
This is the show called Beyond the Veil, and it's about honey, hives and homicide.
Good combination.
They've got a track record of tackling big issues for a small company, so they always pick subjects which kind of can educate people as well as entertain them. But if you can't make it tonight, don't worry at all. They're touring within Oxfordshire for a while. You can catch them at Wolvercote, Abingdon, Ensham, Thrupp, Kiddington, Woodstock, or near Banbury over the next few weeks.
Wow, what a great selection of places.
Yeah, they're
all accessible by canal.
Everywhere accessible by canal. There's specific dates on their website, so if you want to be entertained and educated by a truly unique company, then Micron Theatre are those people.
Well, that sounds fantastic. I've got some concerts for us, though. Actually, it's more than just concerts. It's a festival of piano music. It's the Oxford Philomusica Orchestra, and they are sponsoring the Oxford Philomusica Piano Festival. It's in full swing, started this weekend, and it's running until the 6th of August next week. So they're going to be running a really packed schedule of piano recitals, some masterclasses from world-class classical musicians where you can learn more about music and maybe even, you know, refine your own technique. And they'll also have lectures in some beautiful venues around the city, so places like the Holywell Music Room, Sheldonian Theatre, St Hilda's College. They're, you know, really opening up and having some really, really great sort of personal touches from some really great classical musicians. So there are dozens of events happening. Head to www.oxfordphil.com for the full details of those. But just going to recommend one quick concert, which sounds really good. It's in the Sheldonian Theatre tomorrow night, where you can hear a rising star of the piano world. His name's Federico Colli, and he first came to our attention by winning last year's Leeds Piano Festival competition recital. And he's joining the Philomusica Orchestra. They're going to be performing Schumann and Brahms from 8 p.m. on Thursday.
Fantastic. They've got a really good combination of very established pianists and also some kind of growing young performers. There's several showcases and kind of combinations of the two, so it's a really good chance to see people grow artistically.
Brilliant. There we go.
I've got some different music, which is on tonight at the Library Pub on Cowley Road.
If piano recitals are a bit too sort of fusty for your...
I mean, it's classic. It's, you know, it's perfect music. But this is an acoustic music and poetry night.
Right.
Called All Tomorrow's Parties. There's a really lovely ethos behind the organisation of this night, in that all the bands and performers who play get an equal divide of the kind of pot of money that's payers have come from the evening, so there's no sort of hierarchy, and the gig promoter specifically tries to programme as many kind of excellent women performers as possible to kind of give them a leg up.
Sounds like some sort of filthy socialism to me.
Exactly. So it sounds, yeah, really, like, beautifully organised with really good mind behind it.
Are you organising it?
I'm not organising it.
A really good mind behind
it. If I did organise something, it would probably look quite like that.
Yeah.
I'm inspired. So tonight you can see Taliesl, the poet George Chopping, the Black Feathers, and the organiser's own band, Tamara and the Martyrs.
Excellent local indie band.
Lovely. Yeah, seen them, and they're all performing acoustic songs and poems.
Lovely, lovely.
So for an ethical evening with beautiful acoustic music from fantastic local performers, you go to the Library Pub for 8 p.m. tonight.
You can consume everything ethically nowadays, can't you? You might as well pop along and do a little bit of shopping at the People's Supermarket while you're down there.
On your way down there.
Yeah,
true.
Exactly. Excellent. You're a member of that, I believe, aren't you?
Of course I am.
You can't miss your opportunity to stand up for what you believe in. It's good. It's good. Excellent. Anyway, moving on. We've got some theatre, some more local, fun, sort of enjoyable theatre.
But how ethical is it?
Well, I don't know. You would have to ask the organisers, who are Almost Random Theatre. They're very ethical, actually, because they are a local theatre group, and they're, one of the part of their idea is that they don't take any government grants. They are supported by sponsorship and the performers themselves pitching in their money, and of course the money from the audiences. So you are keeping local theatre alive if you go along to their show. It's on tomorrow night, Thursday. It's called Art Inside Out. And it's going to be on at the White House Inn, which is formerly the Folly Bridge Inn.
Just I wonder over how Folly long Bridge. We're going to have to keep saying formerly the Folly Bridge Inn until it establishes itself.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's that sign on Magpie Lane, isn't there, which is just off the high street, that says formerly Grove Street. I believe the name was changed in about the 1890s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so Oxford, you have to keep on saying it for a while.
We love change.
Yes. How many Oxford dons does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know. Do you tell
change? Anyway, I'm pretty sure that if in Art Inside Out is humorous, it will be more humorous than that, at the very least. It's going to be an exploration of what art means by some local performers. As I said, they are a really great local company, new and well worth popping along and having a look at. And it is completely free. So perhaps you wouldn't be so much directly supporting local theatre, but you would be with your your audience participation. What about something else?
Well, moving on to the weekend, there is a beer and cider festival, as there are often many in a British summer. You can sample ales in a rustic environment for a good cause, back on the ethics.
Good.
At the second annual Cogs's Beer and Cider Festival.
Good, good.
If you don't already know about Cogs, it's a lovely farm and manor house in Whitney. There's lots of animals and a nice
at a farm? No, surely not.
No, but sometimes, you know, these things are more
yeah,
for
sure.
show, but there's, like, mm-hmm. actual stench of animals, which is
very
great.
Glad to hear it, yes. One of my favourite parts about visiting Truck Festival was the new barn stage, which was a great space, but it was literally a barn. So, you know, there was a certain pungency to the performances. I mean, that might have been the performers. Maybe I'm, like, putting down
true.
The...
Or the crowd.
Yeah, that's also possible. Two-day festival, you know, no showers on site. It's a bit whiffy. Anyway, tell us more about Cogs.
So this Friday and Saturday, go to Cogs Farm between 6 and 11:30 p.m. for sampling over 40 local ales and ciders.
40, wow.
Yeah. And there's also a pub quiz and all the prizes that go along with that, and all music being organised by Whitney Radio.
Brilliant.
So everything you need, and a British summer barbecue as well.
Of course.
It's also an absolute bargain. So not only are you supporting the Cogs' Trust, it's £8, you get a tankard, a programme and 2 half pints.
Amazing. What more could you want? Well, perhaps another couple of half pints, but I'm sure you can buy those on site as well.
And I'm sure they're very reasonably priced.
Absolutely. Well, I've got a beer festival of my own, which will defeat your beer festival in a fight to the death. Listeners, go to my beer festival. It's at Cornerstone Arts Centre in Didcot. What better location could there be except for perhaps some beautiful farm somewhere? Anyway, it is a beer and music festival. Not just beer and cider, but also music. It's Cornerstone Arts Centre, and they're celebrating 3 days of live music with over 20 different local ales and ciders to try.
Mm, oh. We know who's winning, though.
Yeah, it's like top trumps this
is
at the moment, isn't it?
Is yours going to charity as well, though?
I think it will be supporting the Cornerstone Arts Centre, which is, I believe, a charitable trust in itself. It's very ethical, this, isn't it? I feel like I should be advertising, you know, a sort of seal clubbing event just to kind of even out the options available. Anyway, at the Cornerstone Beer Festival, there are going to be some great bands playing inside and outside the Arts Festival, with music divided into themes like local legends and family folk. They've sort of split up their bands along.
Very
sort of,
nice branding.
Yeah, nice. They music will be playing from 6 p.m. till 10 p.m. on Friday, 3 till 10 on Saturday, and 4 till 9 on Sunday. So there will also be barbecue and DJ sets once the band's finished. So
nice.
There we go. Yeah.
So your one's kind of longer and more focused on the music, and mine's shorter but with
more
variety
ale.
Of ale.
Yeah, and you get a tankard as well, which is not to be sneered at.
Exactly.
Mm. There we go, listeners. Make your own mind up.
Make your own mind up. If you want to know about any of the events we've spoken about so far, or about any other events, or maybe regular classes happening in Oxford, you can find all of that out in words on our website at www.dailyinfo.co.uk.
Not to say that we refuse to use pictures or anything. There is a mix of things on there. In fact, there's such a mix of things that we also have adverts for other things, like if you want a job in Oxford, if you want a new house, if you want to find something to buy or to sell, or if you want to offer your services or perhaps take up some tuition classes. You can find all of those as well, www.dailyinfo.co.uk.
Now back to the weekend. Saturday night, there is a gig at the Big Bang restaurant in the Oxford Castle Quarter. The Big Bang regularly combines sausage, mash and jazz.
What better combination could there
what
be?
What better combination?
I know that certainly, you know, you can think of the great sort of, you know, godfathers of jazz in the 20s and 30s in New York and Harlem. What would they be doing? You picture them after their saxophone solo sitting down for a nice plate of sausage and mash.
Sausage and mash and jazz. There's no other combination.
Who's playing?
It's Gypsy Fire. And to talk more about Gypsy Fire, we have a fan coming in. It is Miranda.
Well, I went to see Gypsy Fire a few months ago when they were playing at the OFS, and I thought they were really, really great. It's quite difficult not to dance to them. They're a jazz gypsy folk quartet. I've got two guitarists, one bass player, and one violinist. The violinist in particular, Ben Holder, is kind of amazing. He's won lots and lots of awards and is pretty stunning, just to, you know, very, very technically accomplished, as are they all, actually. Both the guitarists are big fans of Django Reinhardt. There's obviously loads of influence from Stefan Grappelli, Oscar Peterson, you know, so they've got a lot of jazz influences coming in there, but they're also quite into Eastern European folk and also into classical folk. So it's got bits of, I know, and it's got bits of Spanish, it's got the...
They keep
are...
up, Alwyn, keep up!
I'm bewildered, I don't know how you could fit all this into one night of
it
music.
Is it is quite yeah. amazing, and they are sort of omnivorous, you know, they sort of play anything they like, and they like a lot of stuff. But the Big Bang at now 42 Oxford Castle Quarter will be hosting Gypsy Fire at 10 p.m. this Saturday. The gig only lasts for an hour, 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. and the Big Bang say they should just about still be serving sausages. You might want to get there a little bit earlier and order if you want to get your sausages.
Yeah, arrive 9 maybe.
Fantastic. They are a specialty sausage restaurant, so that's, you know, that's yeah. that's what you'd normally go for. And they also say there'll be a little bit of room to dance in, as long as they don't have too many people, so they might sort of shift room.
Is there dancing on the tables? Do you think that will be allowed?
I think if they're not careful, they may well be dancing on the tables. It's that kind of band.
Well, take this as a warning, Big Bang.
I know last time you went along, you were singing their praises enthusiastically.
They were very cool. Several of us went along, and we had a lot of fun. A lot of
Brilliant.
Fun at that gig.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us, Miranda.
No worries.
There are some other entertainments to enjoy at the Oxford Castle this weekend, are there not, Alwyn?
Absolutely. You can take a trip back in time at the Oxford Castle this weekend. In fact, every weekend for the rest of August, because they are going to be performing medieval Punch and Judy shows at the Oxford Castle.
Very fun.
It is.
Is it on the beach? Because I associate Punch and Judy very much with a kind of seaside.
Oh, that's
setting.
A good thought. No, I don't think they are, actually, because I think the beach is kind of outside the Big Bang and around the corner in the sort of open area, but for Oxford Castle.
In the unlocked area.
Exactly,
I
yeah.
see. So near the beach.
Near the beach, exactly. So you can sort of move from one to the other, or, you know, maybe put some sand in your pockets if you really
take
want
to. Take
an
ice
cream
on
experience.
The way.
Exactly. But anyway, it's going to be these medieval shows. They're really, really going to be kind of like bringing back a bit of the sort of old school, bit of the gore of blood and guts of Punch and Judy, as much as you can get from puppets anyway, and they are going to be absolutely free, because although they are run by the Oxford Castle, you don't have to buy a ticket. You can just go along and watch them. They are at 12 and 2 every Saturday and Sunday, and as I said, you can take a trip back in time, because Oxford Castle has a strong connection to Punch and Judy.
Oh, really?
Indeed. I can tell by your fascination that I should...
I love hearing you talk about history, Alwyn.
You may think she's being sarcastic, listeners. You might well be right. But I'm going to press on regardless. You see, at Oxford Castle, there was working a hangman, an executioner called Jack Ketch. Now, Jack Ketch was, by all accounts, a rubbish executioner. I know. He operated in the 17th century. Just to take one example of how crap he was, at the beheading of Lord Russell in 1683, his axe strokes were so off target that, to quote, "the victim suffered horrifically under blow after blow, each excruciating, but not in itself lethal."
I think he was just drunk.
Yeah, he may well have been, actually. He was so unpopular because of this botched execution that he had to write a pamphlet apologising.
Wow.
And when he later executed the Duke of Monmouth, the Duke tipped him not to, quote, "hack me as you did my Lord Russell." Spoiler alert, he did. He did hack him.
So I've just got too lost in this fascinating history. Where does it come into the Punch and Judy?
Well, this charming character of Jack Ketch inspired a character in Giovanni Puccini's tragicomedy Punch and Judy, on which modern Punch and Judy shows are mostly based. So in other words, and apparently the executioner got cut out at some point when it became a children's entertainment. Yeah, although I still
they often fight each other a lot, don't they, though?
Exactly, yeah. But
it's
anyway, if you want to see a real Punch and Judy show, with executioner included, go along, 12 and 2 p.m., 10 p.m. every weekend this month at the Oxford Castle.
I've heard that there is some more free outdoor entertainment happening across the city.
That's right.
Tell me more about that.
Well, let me answer that question with a question. What would you understand if I said to you, whiff waff?
It does sound a bit like a fart.
Thank you for raising the intellectual tone of this conversation. I would have thought that as someone who's part French herself, Anise, you would be able to tell me that Wiff Waff is one of the possible names for the game of ping pong, or table tennis, as it's also known.
In French, or just in another language? I thought I'm multilingual, I have to know every other language.
Yeah, you know all languages. I speak English, you speak everything else. That's how this podcast works. Anyway, Ping Oxford is launching this weekend. It is coming back for another year. This is a festival of ping pong going on across the city for the month of August. It was launched last year in order to celebrate the upcoming Olympics, in which obviously table tennis did sort of feature. But it's coming back because it was very popular. So what is happening is the Ping Oxford Festival is launching this Saturday, which is the 3rd of August in Bury Knoll Park. So from 12 to 3, there's going to be lots of ping pong tables for people to play on free of charge. Whether you are a table tennis expert or a novice, I'm guessing there's going to be probably more towards the novice end of the spectrum, especially if I'm there. There's going to be, you can grab a free bat. There's also going to be amazing demonstrations, although I'm not certain how amazing.
It can be amazing. People can like lift their leg up and like ping it underneath, or
that's just showing off, isn't it?
You know, without looking.
Yeah,
that's not showing off. That's talent.
Well, there we go.
That's what I do.
You're the expert. You're going to be running the demonstrations. There's going to be coaches on hand. There's going to be competitions, and there's going to be arts and crafts for kids. So you can go along. Opening ceremony is going to be launched by special guest Olympic diver Peter Waterfield, which is a good name for a diver, isn't it? Anyway, and this is going to launch a month of there being table tennis tables installed for people to use free of charge across the city. And if you want to see more of that, go to www.pingoxford.com to see the details.
Right, well, I'll see you at the tennis
table. See you at the tennis tables, yes.
Let's take our beer inside the festival to the ping pong table.
We'll resolve our rivalry upon the field of honour, yes. Anyway, what else have you got for us?
On Sunday evening, there is a concert gig thing at the Truck Store. It's Bear on a Bicycle, who are an Oxford-based art, film and music collective, releasing their album. And they are a collective that promotes artists and organises showcases, mm-hmm. mainly. And Sunday's gig includes names such as Jordan O'Shea, Michael Keteeth and Joshua Gilbert, which may or may not be familiar to you depending on your interest or involvement in the Oxford music scene.
I'm aware of the Oxford music scene. Don't look down to me just because I don't have your cool hipster glasses.
Well, that's the thing. Bear and Bicycle are very hip. If you're calling yourself a collective, you're quite hip.
Yeah.
And they're also very young, apparently. They're all kind mm-hmm. of in their early 20s, 21, 22. And so if you want to see what Oxford's cool, creative youth are concocting, mm-hmm. then the album launch is where you want to be. It's 5:30 on Sunday at the Truck Store.
Right. What about if you want to do something that is a little bit more old-fashioned, maybe? Maybe on the Monday?
Yes, on Monday, there is a double bill of films at the UPP about Renoir. Who is both...
Sorry, what was that?
Renoir.
Renoir. Is he an artist or something
well,
like that?
Well, that's the thing. Both Pierre-Auguste Renoir and his son, so he's the painter, mm-hmm. Jean Renoir, who's a director, mm-hmm. Are featured or directing two films. And joining us to tell us more, we have our resident filmy, like a foodie, someone who likes food but likes mm-hmm. films, filmy. I'm launching this new word.
You're trying to make it happen.
Go with me.
Our it's
resident
not happen,
filmy.
Gretchen.
All around. Yes, so there's a really good double bill coming up at the UPP on Monday. And it's two films that are closely related to Renoir, the two Renoirs, as you mentioned. So the first film is a 2012 film. So it's very recent. And it's set on the French Riviera during the summer of 1915, when Jean, Pierre-Auguste's son, so the French Impressionist painter, returns home from World War One, and it's about the father and son falling for the same woman.
Bit of a dodgy family scenario.
Love
there,
it.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
love
a
it.
Bit of a love triangle, always good. And apparently they've got some really amazing cinematography, which is all sort of dappled light as if it's a Renoir painting itself. And they got involved this convicted art forger so that they could have live action reconstructions of the painting in the film as well.
Amazing.
So that sounds really interesting. Yeah. But the second half is a much older film, 1951, The River, and it's one of Jean Renoir's films that he directed himself, because he went on to become a big film director of Grand Illusion and The Rules of the Game, among other films. And this one is, again, another love triangle. So it's set on
a theme emerging.
Is it based on his real life experience? Well, I don't know. Who knows? So it's two teenage girls who are best friends on the Ganges in India, and they both fall for the same older American officer. And it's supposed to be a masterpiece of Technicolor, so again, really interesting visual elements in there. And it'd be a great double bill. So The River is on Monday at 6:45 and Renoir on at 9 o'clock.
At the Ultimate Picture Palace.
Fantastic. Lovely.
Right, thank you so much for joining us, Ursula.
So to finish off the next 7 days' delights in Oxford, there is a sound journey to be experienced at the Oxford Playhouse next Tuesday and Wednesday.
Positively freaky.
Yes.
Amazing. Tell us about it.
It's called Ring, and it was devised by Fuel Theatre, and it created a furore in London when it was premiered back in March. And so the tremendous programming team at the Oxford Playhouse are bringing it from London's artistic clutches to us for 2 nights only. And in Ring, the audience sits on stage, so you get to sit on the stage at the Playhouse, which is pretty cool. Very different experience to being in the audience. And you sit in pitch blackness wearing headphones whilst your senses are toyed with, and it's a very unique experiential piece. I'm going along next week, and I'm trying not to read too much about it. I don't want any spoilers or for my kind of expectations to be...
You're supposed to sacrifice your personal artistic enjoyment for the benefit of our listeners. Or,
no, but for the benefit of the listeners, I don't want to tell them too much either, because you have to go along, give it a go. It's been a complete sellout hit in London, so everyone should really jump at
When's
the
it
chance.
On next week?
It's next Tuesday and Wednesday, and it's at 6 and 8pm. So you can see it. There's 4 chances to see it over 2 days.
That's absolutely brilliant. And thank you so much for listening to Daily Info's Oxcast. I've been Alwyn Collinson.
I've been Anna Siggins.
And you can join us next week for even more events that are going on in and around Oxford.
In the meanwhile, you can have a look on our website, www.dailyinfo.co.uk, to find out about events happening in and around Oxford.
Or if you miss our bubbling personalities, you can connect with us via social medias. We are on Twitter, at Daily Info Oxford, or find us on Facebook. Just search Daily Info Oxford.
Did you say Facebooks?
Facebooks, you know. Well,
Twitters, Facebooks.
The Twitters and the Facebooks, that's correct.
Okay, yeah. I like it.
That's the correct grammatical notation. It's not my fault that everyone else is wrong. Anyway, thank you, listeners. Catch up with you next week.